This is a Greatland News Update on Smart Radio AM 700 KBYR.
Now, from the Greatland Newsroom,
here's Justin McDonald.
Good morning. The Fairbanks North Star Borough is asking residents to heat with oil instead of wood or coal if they can. Air pollution has been high since mid-December and is unhealthy for many people. Residents have been asked to limit prolonged exertion. The young, the old, and people with health problems should avoid exertion as well. State Senator Albert Kukesh and three co-defendants accused of illegal subsistence fishing have filed a court motion to have the case dismissed. They're accused of using an illegal net to catch more sockeye salmon than was allowed near Angoon. Prosecutors say the fishermen caught 148 sockeye on July 12th and had permits for 60. A federal report says the rate of Alaskans defaulting on student loans rose to 8.3% in fiscal year 2007. That compares to 5.8% 2 years earlier and ranks 12th highest in the nation. This has been your Greatland News Update on KBYR, brought to you by the Alaska Department of Health and Social Services. H1N1 vaccine is now available for all Alaskans.